This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Maintenance will shut down parts of some metro area rail lines this week. If you ride RTD's E, D, or H light rail lines that run between downtown Denver and the southern suburbs, you're going to need to find alternative transportation. RTD is shutting down sections of those lines for maintenance from Tuesday until Friday morning. Police will not be able to use lies or deception to get juvenile suspects to confess under a bill signed by Governor Polis. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Backers of the new law worry that teens and children are especially susceptible to being misled by law enforcement into making false confessions. The new law also requires training for police on how to handle juvenile interrogations in particular, including information about how to build rapport and how to ask age-appropriate questions. And officers will have to record all juvenile interrogations. The change was backed by Democrats and takes effect in early August. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
3 years ago this week, George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer. CPR's Paolo Shalsada documents how one Denver church is honoring his memory.
Every Monday, since Floyd was murdered, congregants of Park Hill United Methodist Church ring bells on the street for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, the amount of time an officer left his knee on Floyd's neck, restricting his oxygen. Lorraine Gayette has been with a group of bell ringers since they started, only missing a day.
We're doing it not only as a reminder, remembrance of George Floyd's murder, but also to help the people who are going by, hopefully raising their consciousness that the fight is not over.
Church members said they'll continue ringing bells every Monday indefinitely. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
And I'm May Ortega. Come to CPR.org for more of today's latest news.